The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Hey, for you Eric Metaxas trivia buffs out there, Eric's Secret Service code name is El Jerko.
Please make note of it.
And now the man who'll deny it, but it's true anyway.
Here's El Jerko himself.
My friend Eric Metaxas.
Thanks, Todd. You blew my cover. I'm the new Valerie Plame. Okay, we have something extra special, very, 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 very special today. I'm so excited. I'm sitting here with Gabe Segoin. First of all, Gabe, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me on.
I don't even know where to start with you. The title of your book is Surfing North Korea and Other Stories from Inside. Now, you realize that I can imagine somebody who writes for The New Yorker writing a novel called Surfing North Korea. It's kind of like, you know, it just has one of those titles, like it sort of seems exotic, and and then you want to know, and what do they mean by that? Mm-hmm. What you mean by that is that this is not a novel, this is nonfiction, this is true. You live in North Korea.
Actually, I don't live in North Korea. I've traveled to North Korea.
Well, I'm sorry. You live in South Korea, yeah. But you spend a lot of time in North Korea.
Correct.
How many times have you been there?
Been there 19 times.
You've been there 19 times. You've done tremendous things there. It sounds like a dream. When people talk about North Korea, I cannot imagine visiting North Korea. So I want to hear the whole story and of how you really do surf in North Korea. So tell us your story. First of all, Gabe, where did you grow up?
So I was born in Hawaii and grew up in Southern California and then moved back to Hawaii after high school. And from Hawaii, I went into this kind of nonprofit humanitarian aid work in South Korea and working into North Korea.
Okay. So you're a man of Christian faith. You want to help people. Somehow you end up helping people in North Korea. So how did that leap happen? And you have children.
I do. I have three daughters. Yeah.
You have three daughters, obviously a wife, and you travel with them to North Korea?
Yes. My wife and three daughters have all been to North Korea. My wife several times. And with the family, we went in 2013 on a tour.
Okay. And can you say the name of the organization that you go with?
My organization is LNKM, stands for Love New Korea, or Love, it used to be Love North Korea, but we changed it to New Korea.
LNKM. KM.
Yeah, Love New Korea Ministries.
Love New Korea Ministries. Mm-hmm. Okay. How did this happen?
Yeah, it's a good long story question. I went to South Korea with a church group, and that was in 1997.
A Hawaii church group?
Yeah. Okay. And there was a tremendous famine going on at the time inside North Korea.
In North Korea.
Yeah, if you remember, in the 90s, there was a big problem with famine.
Yeah.
So I had heard about that, but when I went to South Korea, I kind of really got the details of that. That was the beginning of my heart kind of opening towards this desire of wanting to someday go into North Korea and see what I could do to help people and assist them to have a better situation.
And they let you do that. In other words, they don't want you proselytizing about your faith. But if you go in there to help, they're willing to let people come in to help.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They are open to people coming in and doing humanitarian aid assistance, doing business development, doing education. Yeah, these doors have been open for quite some time.
So when did you first make the decision to actually go to North Korea?
I moved from Hawaii. My kids were all born in Hawaii. I was married in Hawaii. We moved to South Korea in 2006, and then I made my first trip into North Korea in 2007. And that was kind of just to see what was going on and what I could do and see what the needs were. So 2007 was the year this all really started for me.
But it's still a big deal for, you know, Americans to move the whole family to Korea to begin with. And you did that specifically because you wanted to reach into North Korea.
Yeah, it helps. My wife is from South Korea. So I'm so glad. Yeah, it was a little bit of an easier move than maybe somebody without a Korean connection. But
yeah,
that did help. And yeah. So you know, we moved to South Korea with the whole family to do this work. And we just felt like it's something God wanted us to do. And we made that jump.
Well, it's an extraordinary thing. And obviously the more extraordinary now because of the beginnings of what we hope are thawings in North Korea. When you talk about wanting to bring about the reunification of the Koreas, it's hard for me to understand that. My mother grew up in East Germany, and I understood that as the years passed, it became dramatically different from West Germany. And of course, that's happened in North Korea. It's dramatically different from South Korea, not just economically, but in every way. So when people talk about something like the possible reunification, how might that happen? Is there a way that you see it, or is it just something that you'll take it as it comes?
Well, we might have to take it as it comes. I think that the difference between North Korea and South Korea, when you compare it to the Germanies, is much more drastic, the divergence between the two societies. So it's going to be really hard to do anything overnight as far as a national unification of the two Koreas. So I advocate for a longer process of the two Koreas growing together and closing some of the gaps that exist between the two. You have obvious gaps in economics that are massive, but you have social and political gaps as well. So we really need to see a time where both Koreas are working together towards this idea of national unification. And then when that time comes and it makes sense for the unification to come, then they would cross that bridge. So, but it might take 10, 15 years or longer.
Well, obviously, Kim Jong-un and his family have had such power that it must be difficult for them to conceive of giving any of it up in any way. And I think obviously that's what's difficult. When Trump went over and showed that real estate video, so to speak, it's like the carrot and the stick thing. You're saying, listen, we're not here to cause you trouble. If you open yourself up to this and this and this and this, you will be blessed. This is not to take you over. This is to help you flourish. And I think maybe that will take some time, obviously, as you just said. But that is the hope, that someone would begin to see this and wouldn't fear losing power as a result of it, but would feel that, in a sense, his power would become the more legitimate. And, you know, because I think a lot of people like this, they want to be loved by their people, you know. We have to talk about the title of the book, Surfing North Korea and Other Stories from Inside by Gabe Segoin. What do you mean? You've got a picture on the cover of a surfboard with a Korean kid standing on the board that looks like you. What is the deal here? What is surfing North Korea?
Well, first of all, it's just a great title.
I was going to say, my next book is going to be Surfing North Korea also.
We went with the subtitle because it's not only about surfing in North Korea, but that is a huge topic in the book because we did introduce surfing to North Korea officially as a sport.
You did?
Yeah, my group, we were the first ones to actually go there and teach North Koreans share surfing with them as something that was totally new in the country.
Now, so, I guess my question is, Do they have those kinds of waves in North Korea? It sounds like they might.
It's not like Hawaii or anywhere else where they have open ocean, because if you look at the east coast of Korea, you see that it's blocked, you know, by Japan.
Right.
So they don't have the kind of big waves that we would have in some other countries, but yeah, they do get surf, and we're able to go there and take advantage of that and utilize that as a means of connection with regular, average North Korean people. And you mentioned the boy on the cover of the book. That's a North Korean boy. And the other one that's there as well, there were four young boys. Their parents worked at the hotel, and they just happened to be at the beach that day playing. And about 10 minutes prior to that photo being taken, they were actually pretending to shoot us with fake guns, invisible guns.
Was that because you looked like...
We're foreigners.
Gaijing. What is it called actually there? What do they call foreigners?
Well, Miguk is the... but as Americans, we have... that's the term for Americans. And then foreigners would be Weiguk.
So they initially see you as the enemy, and then a few minutes later, they're having some fun surfing with you.
The best time ever.
So I guess... You know, putting two and two together, you start out in Southern California, then you go to Hawaii. You know a little bit about surfing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. I want to hear more about surfing North Korea from the author of Surfing North Korea and other stories from inside, Gabe Segoine, S-E-G-O-I-N-E. Stick around, folks. It's the Arkham Texas Show.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com. Promo code MIKE2018.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas. If you know MyPillow, you already know how effective it is. On this program, we joke half seriously that it is the official pillow of Rip Van Winkle. Mike Lindell dedicated himself to inventing a pillow that works, that's effective. It's not a joke. I mean, if you know his story, we've interviewed him on the program. It's an amazing story, right? Okay, well, if you're looking for a great night's sleep, right now is the perfect time to get your first MyPillow. By the way, if you already know how great it is, you can get them for everybody you know. But I say that because right now on this program, to my listeners, there is a special offer, a four-pack offer that includes two premium MyPillows with two go-anywhere pillows plus free shipping. You have to call 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or METAXAS, or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code ERIC or METAXAS, or call 800-978-3057. Do it now.
Many people today think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is not only outdated, but also irrelevant, irrational, and even immoral. Dennis Prager here. I've written a book, The Rational Bible, Genesis. to prove otherwise. My new book demonstrates clearly and powerfully that the Bible remains profoundly relevant both for the great issues of our day and in each of our lives. The Rational Bible Genesis comes out this May, and I want to invite you to join me for an exclusive pre-launch event for my book on May 6th in Orlando, Florida. That will be the first day it will be available to the public. Get your tickets today. Be part of a full-day celebration with me and our partners at TBN. Come and be part of the studio audience for the taping and live broadcast of my radio show. After the broadcast, I'll discuss my new book, answer your questions, and you'll get a signed copy of The Rational Bible Genesis. Join me in Orlando on May 6th. Get your tickets today when you visit my website, DennisPrager.com, and click on the Rational Bible banner. See you in Orlando.
Folks, that is, of course, the classic Wipeout. We are talking to the author of Surfing North Korea. So we thought it would be appropriate, a little surfing music. Surfing North Korea and Other Stories from Inside, Gabe Segoine. Segoine, S-E-G-O-I-N-E. You said that there aren't too many Segoines out there.
As far as I know, I'm the last one.
You're the last of the Segoines?
Unless there's somebody out there that has the same last name, please.
S-E-G-O-I-N-E. If there's anybody out there who knows anybody with the last name Segoine, they can contact us at this show at our website, metaxastalk.com, and we will hook you up. You may have like long-lost triplets. You know what I mean?
That'd be awesome.
Three guys just like you who... they're probably doing the same thing you're doing in Korea, and you don't even know about it. Okay, so what's the name of your ministry? Because people may want to check out your website.
Yeah, LNKM or LNK Ministries.
LNKM Ministries.org. LNK. LNK is.
LNK Love North Korea. Love New Korea.
New Korea Ministries.org. Okay. All right, so yeah, so tell us about this. You grew up. In Hawaii or in L.A., so you know about surfing. But when did you get the kooky idea as a part of this humanitarian effort to North Korea to do surfing in North Korea?
Well, North Korea was the last frontier on the face of the earth to get surfing. Like, surfing had gone everywhere
what
in
about
the last 7 years.
What about Kansas?
So with a coast.
With a coast.
I'll qualify that.
Now, no joke.
No
you're
joke.
Telling me that any place on this planet, the big planet, where there's a coast and water, there has been surfing.
Surfers have gone everywhere. North Korea was the last frontier. So here I am, a humanitarian aid worker, and they're along the coast going, hey, I'd love to be the first person in the world to surf, the last country in the world to have surfing.
You made surfing history.
Effectively.
Do you understand that you're like the Robert Byrd of surfing?
It's pretty cool.
That's amazing. Is this in surfing magazines? Like, this should be in surfing magazines.
We have been covered by some of the surf industry, yeah.
That is just the coolest thing. And now I'm jealous because I wanted to be the one to introduce surfing to the last country in the world. Well, anyway, okay, so you decided to do this, and what does it look like practically speaking?
Well, we go there with a group of surfers. We have participants from North Korea that are usually English speakers. They're typically tour guides that work with their tourism industry. And so we go and we do a surf camp at the beach in North Korea. We're there when they have their holiday season, so there are usually hundreds and hundreds of local people that are there on the beach. And we have the ability to pull those local people off the beach and get them onto surfboards. So when that happens, a lot of the time, the local people that we've had as our participants, the English speakers, become the surf instructors for the local people, and they're able to get them some instruction and start pushing them into waves. And it just becomes a local thing at that point, which is awesome.
Well, and it's a good reason not to hate all the Americans, because you're helping them do some cool stuff.
Oh, we've had people who, they find out we're Americans, and they're shocked. Wait, you guys are Americans?
We thought you were devils. And where are the horns?
And they're educated their whole life, basically, that Americans, we want to kill them, we want to destroy them, we want to take over their country. And when we come there, we're saying, no, we care about you. We are your friends. We love you. We would love to surf with you. Then it's kind of a challenging thing for them.
Well, it seems to me that the top levels of the North Korean government has made a decision to allow this. In other words, they are willing to have that decades-old idea slowly change.
Yeah, I'm not sure what their motivation is as far as allowing us to come in and do something like surfing. But definitely there is that aspect to it that as foreigners we're there and we're able to present who we are as foreigners, as Americans,
yeah,
in an honest way. So they are open to that.
Well, and so how does this transition to what you think of as humanitarian aid or ministry, or is this itself a kind of ministry?
It just kind of became its own thing as I was doing the humanitarian aid work,
right,
in North Korea. I mean, I do water well drilling and rice distribution and
things
like
that. That's not as sexy for a title.
Yeah.
Water well drilling North Korea is not as good as surfing North Korea.
And other stories from inside, that's where that comes in.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Ventures and the Beach Boys have not, to my knowledge, done songs about water well drilling. But they may in the future. Okay, so you do all this different stuff. Obviously, surfing is the coolest thing. And I think it's right that you lead with that because people just can't believe. I certainly couldn't believe it when I said, what? And then you're telling me, yeah, you introduced the sport to North Korea. It's just amazing. Too bad there's no surfing in the Olympics.
There is surfing in the upcoming Summer Olympics. Surfing is now an Olympic sport, the first time ever.
What? What? Mm-hmm. I sound like Little John. What? Mm-hmm. Okay, so really, that's kind of interesting. You wonder if North Korea wants to field a team, like the Jamaican bobsledders. This is too cool.
That would be radical. We would love to see that.
Okay, so what are the other things you do? Because obviously surfing's the most fun to talk about, but you said you do water well drilling and other things. What are the things?
So we've been doing water wells since 2012 inside North Korea. We have our own equipment in there to actually drill deep water wells and to get people in villages primarily. We also do for clinics and hospitals and orphanages and kindergartens, anywhere basically where they need clean water, we can take our equipment and drill a well and be able to provide that for
them. And so obviously the government is not able to do this, which is why they're happy to have somebody come in to do it.
Yeah, we put it in terms of upgrade. We want to go in and upgrade people's water supplies. They have access to water, but a lot of times it's not clean water, or else it's far away and they have to carry that water. So we want to be able to provide an upgrade for them so they can have a better situation and not have to walk with buckets and then sometimes have that water be unclean.
And you have, you said you have water well drilling equipment. The ministry owns this stuff?
Yeah, we have a partner organization. It's a wholly foreign-owned company inside North Korea that helps us to operate the equipment inside, yeah.
And how do you make a decision, like where you're going to drill a well? What's the process there?
Well, typically the government there would approach us and say, we have a location for you that we think that they need an upgrade in their water. So we'll go to that location. We'll take a look at this, where the well might need to go and whether we can even do it. And then we'll get the appropriate approvals from the government there. We'll send our equipment and our team out, and they will drill the well.
And what other kinds of things do you do? Because I know in Africa this is a big issue. Water, it's a huge issue that we don't even think about in America. I mean, we simply don't. We cannot conceive anymore of a world without tap water everywhere. But around much of the world, it is an issue.
Yeah, it's an absolutely huge issue. And you wouldn't think about that in a place like North Korea, but it is. It's a problem because it's the basis for healthy life. Basically, if you don't have clean water, you're not going to live a healthy life.
Right.
And so a lot of the medical problems that people have are based in not having access to clean water. And if you can fix that basic thing, then a lot of the other things become irrelevant.
And is it possible to teach them how to dig their own wells, or are we talking about something that's too difficult to do unless you have this particular equipment?
Well, you want to be able to drill deep down into the bedrock, so you need to have the equipment. And we would love to see the local people that are on our crew be the ones that, have their own businesses and their own companies to drill wells for their people. When they go out, our crew, to the countryside and they drill a well for people, that's what they really love to do. because they see the value in providing clean water. So it's an amazing thing for them.
It's life-changing. Okay, so what other stuff do you all do when you're not drilling wells?
Well, we've been involved with providing rice aid to North Korea since 2010. We also do, it's a lantern, a no-battery hand crank lantern that we've distributed over 10,000 lights to North Korea. You've probably seen the famous satellite photo of the Korean Peninsula. It's pretty dark there at night. So we're able to help address that with lanterns. We've been involved with hand-carrying medicine into North Korea. These are just some of the basic humanitarian kind of works that a lot of NGOs are involved in.
And how old are your girls?
My daughters are, 17, 16, and 13. And the 13-year-old, interestingly enough, if you're familiar with the Baby Shark song, which is this huge viral sensation, she is the voice in the Baby Shark song, which is pretty awesome.
What? That's my little John impression. What? What did you just say? Your daughter is the voice in the Baby Shark. How's that possible?
Well, we live in South Korea, and my kids fell into the entertainment industry in South Korea.
The entertainment industry? All right. Sounds like a diabolical plot that went right. Are you kidding me? The Baby Shark song, that's your 13-year-old's voice?
It is.
I wonder if we can find that and play that. That is just... That is very funny.
I hope
you find it funny. That's just hilarious. It's wonderful. How viral has that gone? We're out of time. We're going to be right back, folks. We're talking to the author of Surfing North Korea and Other Stories from Inside. Gabe Segoin is my guest.
Surfing USA.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A spokesman says Ethiopian Airlines has grounded all of its Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft as a safety precaution following the crash of one of its planes Sunday, which killed 157 people. Prime Minister Theresa May is heading to France for face-to-face talks with EU leaders as she scrambles to save her Brexit deal from defeat in Parliament. She will meet with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has arrived in Iraq, making his first official visit to the neighboring nation. Democrats have chosen Milwaukee to host their 2020 national convention. The average U.S. price of regular grade gasoline now at $2.50 a gallon, up 6 cents in the last 2 weeks, according to analyst Toby Lundberg. That's still 9 cents lower than 1 year ago. This is SRN News.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer 4 quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's ETHOS. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Thank you.
Daddy Shark. Daddy Shark. Daddy Shark.
Grandma Shark. Grandma Shark. Grandma Shark. Grandma Shark.
Grandpa Shark. Grandpa Shark.
How many generations back does the song go?
Oh, I'm not quite sure. I know it's in the public domain.
This is hilarious.
And that's going to be stuck in your head the rest of the day.
I'm going to pray against that. Now, listen, no kidding. Gabe, that's your daughter's voice.
It is.
Okay, and you said this thing has had how many views or hits?
I think 2.3 billion
oh,
views.
Oh, only on B here. Billion. Oh, well, okay. 2.3 billion, that's your daughter. Does she get a dime out of this?
She got paid to sing it, yeah. And we're working on that on residuals.
Yeah, because you could like buy water for North and South Korea from the royalties that you're going to get from that song. I mean, seriously, that is so hilarious. And what's your daughter's name?
Her name's Hope.
Hope Segoin. And again, we want to put out an APB. Any Segoins out there, please contact this show. That is so funny. So somehow your girls, you said, fell into the entertainment world in South Korea. I don't know how that happened. It just happened, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, Hope, your 13-year-old, has this monster viral hit, which will haunt her throughout the decades, no matter what she does. She could be the next Vivian Leigh and Bette Davis combined, and they'll say, yeah, but she got famous for the shark song.
I'm okay with that.
I was going to say, there are worse problems to have. That is so cute. Now, is this popular in Korea?
Oh, my gosh. It was huge in Korea, huge in Asia, and it's kind of just taken over here in the U.S. in the last 3 or 4 months.
Wow. What is it with Korea and these like hits? Like Gangnam Style is another one of these things. Like, do they have a hit-making machine someplace?
Oh,
like
they must.
In the basement of a building?
Yeah, they're amazing.
We would never play Gangnam Style on this program, of course, because my engineer knows not to do that. But, okay, so that's hilarious. Thank you for sharing that. And, of course, it goes along with Surfing North Korea because it's a shark song. Baby Shark. Na-na-na-na-na. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you have three girls. When they join you, when they've joined you in North Korea, what is that like?
It was pretty awesome. Actually, having our kids with us in North Korea, it changed the dynamic of traveling through the country because they're kids. And they're also half Korean, half Caucasian. So they have a certain kind of look to them that's very unique. And the North Koreans were really curious about my kids. And then my kids speak Korean as well. They're bilingual. So as soon as they were able to start conversing with the local people, it was crazy. My daughter Hope, she got mobbed in the Pyongyang airport by a bunch of women who were working in the airport. I saw this group of women, and I'm like, what's going on over there? And they're surrounding my daughter. It was pretty crazy.
And is this because of the Baby Shark song?
No, this
song?
Is in 2013. This is way before Shark song.
This is even before the Baby Shark song phenomenon. Wow. I guess she's just got that star quality.
She must.
Unbelievable. Seriously, this is very funny. The Baby Shark song. That's you realize that many people listening now, they just tuned in. So we should start from the beginning again. Okay, so you do ministry in North Korea. What's your wife's name?
My wife's name is Joy.
Joy. And you said she is Korean, ethnically Korean. Where'd y'all meet?
We met in Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
I know.
And how many years have you guys been together?
Hard. We've been together since the year 2000. So coming up on 19 years.
Yeah. Wonderful. Congratulations. But that's just, it's a beautiful story because it's so organic. The idea that the two of you sort of, you know, kind of go there to South Korea and then you figure this out. And so what are your plans for the future? In other words, how many times can you go to North Korea? What can you do? How long can you stay? What do they allow you to do? You know?
Well, as far as the North Korean side, it's pretty open as far as what we can do and how long we can stay, you know, depending on your project.
Right,
right now, the issue is that we have on the U.S. side a travel ban that prevents us
right.
from going into North Korea.
Right.
So that's been put a hamper on our work there. And we hope that with the upcoming summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un, that some of the things that have made the relationship a little bit difficult in our life as humanitarian aid workers difficult, that some of those things would be resolved and we can get back to work.
We mentioned the Yoons earlier that I had on this program who live there and who, because of the travel ban, are also not able to go back. So they were saying the same thing. That so there must be many Christians from America who do humanitarian work there. I don't know how many, but obviously now I've met three.
Yeah, there's a fairly large group of Americans that do nonprofit work between education, business development, and humanitarian aid that are unable to be there. And we're not – our face isn't shown in North Korea anymore. And that's the tragedy of the whole thing, because when we're there, it's like the cover of the book. You know, we're able to say, hey, we're Americans, and we're showing our face and showing a different face than the education that they've received. And so us not being able to go there is – I think it's hard to accept because we're not able to present that face.
Well, that's always the question. You know, we've been through that with Cuba, with – you know, how do you deal with a regime like that? And there's never any easy answers. Okay, we're going to be right back with the father of Hope Segoin. This is too funny. And the Baby Shark song. We'll be right back with the author of Surfing North Korea.
We're loading up our Woody with their boards inside and heading out singing our song. Come on, baby, wait and see. Yes, I'm going to take you surfing with me.
Hey, Albin, isn't it time that we heard about what Janice has to say about Relief Factor? We're sponsors of Relief Factor on this program. It works for me. I talk about it all the time. But let's hear from somebody else. Here's Janice.
I was skeptical at first, but because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs. So I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
I love stories like this.
That's great.
Well, look, I've talked to so many people I've had this experience. I told you that I've had this experience. ReliefFactor.com is the website for $19.95. By the way, the reason it's so popular is very cheap. You take this stuff. It's all botanicals. Within 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you. Sometimes in 3 days, you'll know, or in a day. But I'm saying give it 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret, Plug-In and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then, a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Studies show Americans are getting less sleep than ever. Think about it. How did you sleep last night? At Boll & Branch, your sleep is all we think about. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. 5 years ago, my wife Missy and I set out to give you the best sleep of your life by creating the softest, most comfortable sheets in the world. But don't take my word for it. Our products have thousands of five-star reviews and are loved by 3 U.S. presidents. Every Boll & Branch product is designed with you in mind. From our signature soft sheets to our cozy throws, to our plush towels. We even label the long and short sides of our fitted sheets, so it's that much easier to make your bed. We want you to love your Boll & Branch purchase, so we give you a 30-day risk-free trial. And right now, you'll get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com with promo code CALM. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM to get $50 off. Bollandbranch.com, promo code CALM.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선호해. 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선호해.
I don't know how that happened, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize. That will never happen again. we're sitting here talking about Korea, and suddenly Gangnam Style ended up on the playlist. I just have no idea. I can't explain it. But here's my question. I'm talking to Gabe Sagoyne, who lives in South Korea, and who's written a book called Surfing North Korea. Do you understand the lyrics that he was just saying in Gangnam Style?
My Korean is kind of survival level, so yeah. I kind of get the gist of the song. I prefer the Baby Shark song over him.
The Baby Shark song is the new Gangnam Style in a positive sense. The Baby Shark song. I still can't believe I'm talking to the father of Hope Sagoyne. You realize, like, that's who you are now. You're the father of the girl from the Baby Shark song.
I'm okay with that, too.
It's fine. It's perfectly fine. And it works with the surfing theme. So let's talk more about your time. You and your wife, Joy, and your girls spend time living in South Korea, but visiting North Korea. So what is it like interacting with people, not only who think ill, typically, of Americans and Westerners, but who are living under a regime as drastically different from our own as possible? How do you relate to folks like that?
Yeah, they grow up with their kind of ideology and their education, so they don't know much different than what they've been taught.
Yeah.
And so our engagement with them is really to give them a window of what the outside world looks like and what people think about their country and how we can have a relationship, be friends, even though we might agree to disagree on a lot of things. So we have a lot of great conversations with local people along those lines, and they're really open and receptive to talking and finding out more information there. I think they're very curious.
Well, what's interesting to me, obviously, is that in a place as, you know, repressive as some of these places can be, you have handlers, you have people who represent the government overseeing much of your interaction. And clearly it's okay with them that you're doing this interaction.
Yeah. Not only do we have great relationships with those handlers.
Yeah.
I mean, they're people too. But we have all of these interactions with all of these regular everyday North Koreans, whether it's people in a village that we're, you know, doing a well for, or people on the beach that we're getting onto surfboards.
Yeah.
And you're not talking about, you know, only elite people from the capital. You're just talking about people from the provincial cities.
Yeah.
And I think those are the people that really, they need to see that window to the outside world that we can provide the most.
No, there's no question about that. But what's fascinating to me is that, you know, your handlers who've been deputized by the government to watch over what you do are allowing this. And that to me is an interesting thing, that they're open to your relating rather freely to their people. I mean, that says something positive, I would say, and that there's a general possibility of a thawing going on, which I know is your hope and prayer.
Yeah, especially since the Kim Jong-un government took over, the country seems to be, at least up until the last time I went, which was August of 2017, it seemed to be opening more and more every year. We were given more and more latitude to engage with people, more and more latitude to take different kinds of photos and videos that maybe 10 years ago would have been impossible.
Right.
These are the kinds of things that I think would be shocking to people if they knew how open North Korea has become. Now, I want to qualify that by saying that they're not anywhere open to as much as we would like them to be. But, you know, compared to 10 years ago, it's a much different place.
Well, here's a silly question. maybe not so silly. Is anyone in North Korea familiar with the Baby Shark song?
That's a good question. I have not been to North Korea since the Baby Shark song hit. But I wouldn't be surprised.
Interesting to me how cultural objects, whether songs or the Bolshoi Ballet or poetry or visiting poets, that's been one way, during the Cold War, that we communicated with the Russians and the Russians communicated with us. You know, they'd send over Yevtushenko to read his poetry. It's an interesting concept, right? Because obviously music and art is something that can usually exist apart from ideology. So it is interesting to know whether they have any access to that kind of stuff. I mean, I guess the basic question is, do they have access? Might they have access to that, or is their internet so configured that they probably don't?
Well, their internet is very restrictive, but if we use the song we just played, Gangnam Style, as an example, they knew about and had heard that.
Yeah.
So I would assume that, you know, there are ways for them to have access to outside information and outside media. It would be shocking to me if they hadn't.
The only thing positive I could think of like a repressive society would be that they would have the power to keep out Gangnam Style. So I'm really sad right now to hear that they know about that. But okay, on the other hand, maybe they can get the Baby Shark song, and then your daughter will be a celebrity when she goes there. She'll get mobbed by everybody.
That would be awesome.
It's so cute to me that it worked out that way. And I know that all of your kids are involved in various things in Korea with the entertainment business, but I know nobody expects anything to go viral. You always hope.
Yeah, we didn't have any idea this would go viral. She can't even remember recording the song, so it wasn't something.
But she can pretend to remember. Very important for interviews.
Yeah,
she can pretend to remember. Is there a video of it?
No video of her actually recording that song.
Was there anybody in the room who can remind her what it felt like for her? That's just too funny. That's just absolutely funny. What are your next plans? You're waiting. You're in a holding pattern.
That's correct.
In South Korea.
We're in a holding pattern waiting to see what happens with the political situation.
Yeah.
And this upcoming summit, I think, will give us a very good indication of where things are going to go. And we hope, of course, the travel ban gets lifted and some of the sanctions that prevent us or hinder us from doing the work like the water wells will be removed and we can get back to work.
And do you have support, Americans who are supporting you to do this work, or is this something that you do on your own? How does that work?
Most of our support comes from South Korean Christians, primarily in churches and individuals and businesses there. We do have some support here in the States, but most of it is from the South.
Right. And so I just assume that, we'll know what's happening pretty soon. We're going to go to a final break here. We're talking to the author. Fascinating. The book is Surfing North Korea. We're talking to the author, Gabe Segoin. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
He went down to Huntington Beach 1 week.
What if every Christian discovered that their favorite hero of the faith held to some false and even shocking views? In his new book, Regrace, best-selling author Frank Viola uncovers some of the shocking beliefs held by faith giants like Luther, Augustine, and C.S. Lewis. He challenges us all to engage with fellow believers more graciously, even when we disagree. Regrace is available now, wherever books are sold.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that the annual maintenance fees are coming due, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or visit us online at lonestartransfer.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump's new budget plan asked Congress for $8.6 billion for his proposed border wall. But as correspondent Greg Cluxton reports,
the border wall request is already being rejected by Democrats, but acting White House Budget Director Russell Vogt defends the proposal.
We're not going to be bashful about that, but at the same time, we're also going to say that we have many, many programs that are wasteful and inefficient.
The total price tag of the president's budget is $4.7 trillion, and officials here say it would put the country on a path to balance the budget in 15 years. Greg Clugston, the White House.
There's still no official word yet on the cause of that deadly airliner crash in Ethiopia. One of the plane's black boxes have been recovered, but the device reportedly damaged, so there may be a question as to how much information it will yield. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 191 points. This is SRN News.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Come on a safari with me.
Early in the morning we'll be starting out. Some honeys will be coming along. We're loading up our woody with their boards inside and heading out singing our song.
Come on, baby, wait for me.
Yes, I'm gonna take you surfing safari.
Surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Hey there, folks. It's our special surfing edition of the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to surfing expert Gabe Segoin, who has brought surfing to the hermit kingdom of North Korea. That is not a joke.
No joke.
You did it.
We did.
Okay, now, the book is called Surfing North Korea. It's about what you do, humanitarian aid, and it's an inside view of a country most of us, we can't even dream of what it would be like there. You spent a lot of time there. We had the Yoons on the show, Y-U-N, Joy Yoon, and I think her book was Joy in Korea, Joy in North Korea, and your book is Surfing North Korea. If there is a thawing, if this upcoming summit between Trump and Kim Jong-un thaws things and the travel ban ends on Americans going to North Korea, it seems like you must be praying that the Lord would provide workers for the harvest, because there's got to be a lot of opportunity for humanitarian aid if they're open to it.
Yeah, we would love to see that thawing take place. And I think if the doors open, people who are interested in North Korea and are interested in going to North Korea should just be ready to go and really see what God has for them in the country, to be the face of a country that we do care about them and show them that we want to see their situation improved and really help them to improve their situation and have a freer, more open country.
I think that many people are afraid to go to North Korea because of what happened to Otto Warmbier. In other words, they don't know how things are going to break, that things could go well, but suddenly you know, political things change. What do you say to people like that? Because that is a very frightening thing.
Yeah, that's a unique situation, and it's possible to go to North Korea and be safe if you play by their ground rules. As long as you don't go outside their box, then everything's fine. It's when you do that can cause problems.
Right, but it's really hard for Americans to remember that. I think that's the problem, is that Americans, we live to go outside the box, and you have to understand if you're going to a place like North Korea, you can't take that lightly. Not that there's anything wrong with taking that lightly, except for the fact that it might be very harmful to you. So I just want to say that because when I spoke to the Yoons, it's the same thing. You have to understand that the whole world's not like America, and you can't pretend it is. And so you do have to have the right attitude, and it's an attitude of respect. I mean, mm-hmm. I would say, you know, that when you go someplace, we want people who come to our country to respect us. You don't have to agree, but respect is a big thing. Tell us again how we can reach you or the name of your ministry and website.
Well, my website is lnkministries.org, and you can find my contact information there. And my book is at surfingnorthkorea.com.
Uh-huh.
And you can go there as well, and that'll link you through to Amazon if you want to buy on Amazon.
Surfing. Who wants to buy on Amazon? SurfingNorthKorea.com. Okay, and then again, the website is LNK, that's Love New Korea Ministries, LNKMinistries.org. Gabe Segoin, really, just a wonderful pleasure and an honor to have you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Folks, before I forget, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. You know we're doing a campaign with Food for the Poor. We have vetted them. They're a great organization. If you want to help people who are suffering, you want to give your money to an organization that you can trust. These are people in Haiti who are working with the poorest of the poor. Please go there. If you want to go to MetaxasTalk.com, or you can call 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.